Welcome to the Tips for Finance show. It's Tuesday, the 13th of June, 2017. And I'm joined by Eddie Tofbeck, who is Head of Foreign Exchange at ADM Investor Services. How are you today, Eddie?
Pretty good, but I have that rare thing in of a summer cold coming to the end of it, a bit like the politics in this country.
Oh, really? That's awful. I hope you're taking your aspirins and your
powder. Yes, yes. Eventually it will go, a bit like the politics of this country, I think.
Okay, well, let's have a look at the actual slides that we've got today. UK inflation jumps 2.9% year on year, expected 2.7%. The analyst got it wrong again. Highest in 4 years. Food and recreational costs push inflation up in May. I'm not quite sure what the recreational costs are. What would that be?
I would imagine probably beverages of various forms.
Well, that is good. Yes, I suppose, yes.
Cinema. And, well, actually, you think about it, maybe going to the cinema, because most of those are going to be in dollar base and sterling's taking a hit on that basis. So maybe if you're going to the cinema or the movies, it's going to cost you more.
Such a rip-off, though, because I think it's one of those things that you think that'll be a cheap night out. And in fact,
never.
It's one of the most expensive things you can actually do. Popcorn, a bit of Coca-Cola, bad film.
Yes.
People coughing and splattering in the background.
And using their phones, which I think is very, very disturbing.
Yes, exactly, yes. It's not... Well, anyway, we won't mention any companies who might be geared towards that. Likelihood of hard Brexit recedes after UK election. Reuters poll of economists, people who are obviously experts in politics. What's your view?
I think there is a temptation to have that because the DUP would like a soft border with Ireland. So I think the expectations will be not unreasonable to see that sort of thing happening.
Right, OK. Next up, we've got... Global credit bubble at risk of bursting as China and the US reach tipping point, a tipping point they've been at since 2009 or 8 or 7, I think.
Well, actually, I saw an article, I think it was by Jim Rogers, who thought, I think he said something that this year, and obviously it's going to be September, October, which is when we usually have sort of things blowing up, could be the absolute peak of the bubble, and we could see a big pullback down in the markets. I'd be interested to see if this actually turns out to be true.
I think the Telegraph was describing it as a credit impulse. I'm not quite sure what that means, but
well, the Chinese shadow banking side is very, very exposed, and in the US, I think it's stuff like car loans, which are like a smaller version of what happened back in 2008.
Okay, doesn't look good, does it?
Not really.
Next up, we've got heard on Twitter, LiveScore, Bank of England says Andy Haldane reappointed for 3-year term on MPC, according to Reuters. Andy Haldane, the man who had a Michael Fish moment, apparently. That's all I can remember about him. And Sean Richards, not a Yes Man Economics, a regular guest on Tip TV, presumably not a fan of Mr. Haldane. Prospects of more QE in the UK and negative interest rates nudge a bit higher off the back of that reappointment. Moving along to... heard on Twitter a very juicy tweet here from Nigel Farage. To get a good Brexit deal, Britain needs a PM who truly believes in it. That person is not Theresa May. I fear we are heading towards a Brexit backslide. I think Mr. Farage will be lucky if there's even a Brexit, actually. It could be argued that the mandate for the Brexit is gone.
No, you could argue that, but I don't think it's true. Unless you have another...
general election.
Who's got the mandate for that? Both parties who've had the biggest sections of the voting populace, both of them are standing for Brexit. It comes down to what each would see as being Brexit. We're going out of it. It's going to happen.
I think Mr. Corbyn's probably more pro-Brexit than Mrs. May. But,
yeah, for different reasons, obviously. But I think that, you know, she's persuaded the 1922 committee that she should be in charge for the moment, at least, and see how that goes.
Okay, let's go on to economic calendar. We had the all-important German ZEW survey, and this afternoon, PPI ex food, energy and trade in the US for May. FX sentiment, a few changes there. People going much more bullish or more bullish on cable, up 7.5%. More bullish on dollar Canadian and less bullish on dollar yen, but the real standout for me there is that short up to the eyeballs of euro sterling, which has not been a great week for people in that position, no. I would say.
And also the dollar Canadian one, I mean, the big move yesterday when they've said they look likely to be tightening rates further at some point in the future in Canada, and yet people are going longer of the dollar against Canada. I'm trying to think, really? There's a good contrarian indicator, this one.
Well, that seems to be the way these things work. Going on to the gold ETF from Investors Intelligence, correction since the December 2016 low have all proved to be buying opportunities. The 14-day RSI is now unwound to the neutral level, so there is a chance of a fresh leg to the upside. Trade of the day, for those who feel in the mood to buy Rio Tinto, higher bottom formation sell-off in iron ore stalls. Buy the dip to 32.20, presumably towards, well, you've got that that trend line there. Objective £33.30 and stops below 31.80, which is where that trend line, purple trend line, is. Euro dollar from Eddie.
Topping type of formation there. We've come up to that X2 level, the 113 area. That's the beginning of the resistance, which goes all the way up to 114.63, which is the August 2015 downtrend. So we've got resistance going all the way up there, and we just touch. And there's nothing, you can see there's really nothing between 111.14 and 112.85, which is the recent high. But 113 onwards is where we started, and it's just started to come off a little bit. We could come down to something in the order of 111.15 area, something that sort of area, and then see some support coming in. But the real support is around about 110.61. And then really the good stuff is down about 108.89. So there's plenty of support underneath the market. We're at the top end of this current move, but it's still an uptrend. We've got this lovely Andrews pitchfork. Really, really nice one. That's got support around about the 110.70 area, 110.77 area at the moment. It's a dynamic one. It goes higher each day. See if it gradually moves up along there. It might come back down again, but we've got plenty of opportunity to have another crack on the upside. So potential for it to head back down again, but only down to maybe the 110, 111 area, and then look to see if it has another go on the upside.
Okay, so you're pretty bullish about the whole...
At the moment, I'd say it's still following, the angle of attack is still on the upside. All the lagging indicators, even the long moving average is now starting to flatten, which has been in a bear move down from way past last year. They're all starting to point for a consolidation of a move higher. And the current market, which is this Andrews pitchfork, is still showing an upward move.
I mean, I have to say that for me, that was the simplest part of the whole thing. There was the gap through the 200-day moving average.
Yeah.
On it's an elephant galloping, let's say.
Yeah.
And you very rarely see that in a major market.
Have you very see gap, that in foreign exchange, where you usually have no gaps. It happened over a weekend.
So that must be. I mean, that has to be one of the it's one of the setups of the since it came.
Absolutely right. 100% right on that. Absolutely.
All right. Let's go on to the next chart, which is. Poor old cable, which had a bit of a slap last week, but actually, I suppose you could say that given the confusion, the chaos that we have, a couple of cents down wasn't really a big deal, was it?
No, but then it was interesting because we at the same time in the past we've had the flash crashes, the big moves down. So in this particular instance, we had all the British banks operational because of the election. We had the Bank of England. I imagine they would have been in. I mean, it would be stupid, it would be negligent if they weren't in. But they must have been in, and they must have been there to calm the market in the sense of, if it's going to go down, we want it an orderly move down. And 2 cents down, 3 cents down, it's not really that much. And then it took a while to get further down. If I remember rightly, it went from 29.50 down to 27.20.
So that's the exit poll.
On the exit poll, which was the big bulk move. And then we saw sort of backwards of movements and then heading down. But if you look at it, we've not really managed to go beyond that low that was established on Thursday night, Friday morning. And we've got some good support. We've got the medium moving average nearby, the long moving average.
Yeah,
126.20, 125.62. There nearby, there's a key Fibonacci level at 125.76 as well. That's the support areas. The resistance, well... 128.04 is the 50% of this move down. If we don't achieve over that level soon and have consecutive closes over, then I think you're going to see the beginning of a potential move down lower still. There's nothing really pushing it higher at the moment. I've drawn the Andrews pitchfork, which is a good indicator of where the angle of attack of the market is. But even then, I'm not necessarily sure it will manage to get up to the centre tie. It may only manage to get part of it up there or over time when it comes down to, say, 127 to touch it there. We've got plenty of action pushing it down. All the moving average, the medium one is now, the short medium is starting to turn down. All the others are pointing lower. So the trend is still looking for a lower market. We've peaked recently. It looks as if it should be coming down. The next key support is going to be 125.75. Actually, it's between, say, 126.20 and 125.60. That's where the support is. But if you go below that, really see some movement then.
We're running out of time here, so just whiz through Bitcoin? Bitcoin. Using itself?
It's gone back above. The drop yesterday was due to the tech bubble. It's gone back above that at the moment. If you get closes twice over 27, 29, then I think you're going to see another attempt on the upside. There's lots of resistance on the upside all the way up through up to 32.14. Support, again, there's lots of it in there at the moment. So it's starting to sort of move backwards and forwards within a certain range.
Okay, let's just finish off with the broker recommendations. Rightmove, you've got hold there from Jefferies. They've raised their target by £5, so presumably they're just trying to be less embarrassed than they were before. BAE Systems, shares around £6.89, still a bit more there from Citigroup as far as the buy recommendation is concerned, so £7.20 target. And then the retail phenomenon of the year, Boohoo, where there was a placing the other week at £2.20, £50 million, and the shares are now £2.60, and Citigroup have got a target there of £2.70, so still looking very strong indeed. Eddie Topfig, head of foreign exchange at ADM
ADM Investor Services International Limited.
Thank you. ADM Investor Services International. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.